Bill Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, it's our annual Easter show. We're going to be doing a couple of Easter shows, I'm sure, this week on the Phil Henry Show. We're going to bring Jay Sanderson from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency. They work out of the South Bay in Los Angeles. Their motto is, we take a peek over the shoulder of the police. You don't have arrest powers, is that correct, Mr. Santos? But as a volunteer police agency?
Well, we feel, Phil, down through the years, we have seen our police officers become overworked, and I think our motto says it all. We do take a little bit of a peek over the shoulder, make sure things are under control. We just basically make sure the police are not being overwhelmed by their job.
But you have another job, right?
Well, I'm not on here to talk about my other job, but...
But just tell us what it is that you do.
Yes, sir. I work security at Johnson Beverage Company.
All right, Jay, tell us, with Easter week coming up, is there more security in the malls, less?
Well, we are in the malls, Phil, along with a lot of the security agencies will be in the malls. The thing that we're noticing this year over the last 2 or 3 years is an upsurge, and it is probably a little bit of a disturbing trend of parents who are not just buying a chocolate rabbit or a chocolate bunny, but they are going for presents, and this is kind of unusual, and we've been monitoring this at a couple of our substations, and we have seen an uptick in this.
You've seen an uptick in parents buying presents for Easter?
That is correct.
I mean, in other words, they're putting presents in the baskets along with the chocolate?
They're buying the chocolate eggs and the chocolate bunny rabbit and the traditional candies, jelly beans, what have you. They're also, though, for the third year in a row, there has been an uptick in the purchase of gifts. Now, we do find that a little bit disturbing.
Well, why?
Phil, we find that disturbing because we feel it puts pressure on other parents to get their kids a gift. And we feel that traditionally Easter is not a time that you give presents. It's a time where you just give a chocolate bunny or you give out the chocolate milk chocolate. But to give out presents means that your kid will go to school and he'll hear about the kid who got a present and then he'll come to you and say, why didn't Easter Bunny bring me a present? And it begins, in my opinion, and in the opinion of Major Elvis Newton and some of the other people at the higher end of Citizens Auxiliary Police, it begins to erode or otherwise decompose the family structure just a little bit. So this year what we're going to do is have a checklist. We're going to fan out into different malls around Southern California. Some of the other auxiliary police agencies and other East Texas range riders, as well as New York Simulated Police, are also going to be fanning out into mall areas to take a peek in the shopping bags, make sure there's anything unusual.
All right. We're talking with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is, he and other Citizens Auxiliary Police officers are going to be in malls checking the bags of people to make sure that they're not buying presents, basically?
Yes, that's correct. So we're trying to make sure that it's a traditional Easter, straw basket, chocolate egg, the fur or fake grass, jelly beans, assorted candies, and generally up to one chocolate bunny per child. That is a traditional limit and traditional quota. We're looking at one chocolate bunny per child, and this is a checklist that we do have. We also are looking for red flags, and that is portable CD players, CDs, or DVDs.
All right, that's what I'm asking about. So if you see portable CD players, Nintendo or anything like that, that's a present?
That is correct. That's any kind of unusual toy or game purchase. We're going to have to ask you to return it to the store. We're looking to keep it friendly.
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing. You're going to be looking in people's bags if they're buying presents for Easter.
So you don't buy presents at Easter time. Everybody know that you buy milk chocolate bunny per child, a collection of jelly beans, the Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, your choice. And now, we believe the cost per child should not exceed $12. So we will ask you if you are carrying CDs, Xbox, scooters, anything like that, to take it back in the store.
Okay, so you are not allowing people, the Citizens Auxiliary Police are not allowing people to buy their children toys at Easter.
Unfortunately, Phil, that is correct until we see a trend, a major trend, where everybody's on equal footing.
1-800-449-8686 is our number on the Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos at Citizens Auxiliary Police. We talked to Major Elvis Newton, who is the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That's correct.
And he basically backed up your contention that parents that buy their children toys for Easter put pressure on other parents to buy toys.
That is so true, Phil, and I would say that what we're trying to do is just mitigate that. You get a chocolate bunny rabbit or a chocolate egg with a milk chocolate, that's fine. But if you think that you're going to put pressure on me to go out and get my kid an Xbox just because you seem to have all the money in the world.
All right, well, you're not an official police agency, and if someone says they are not going to return their purchase, if I'm a father and I want to buy my kid a CD or a DVD, I will.
Then I would say, with that attitude, we're going to have ourselves a situation.
Because you're not an official police agency, so I'd keep right on walking if you asked me to take it back.
In which case, we would gently take you by the upper arm, and we would lead you back toward the store.
Well, what if I remove your hand from my arm? You're a volunteer police agency.
We are volunteer. But we are also a traditionalist when it comes to Easter, and I would say most Americans are. And if you try to take your hand off of your arm or take our hands off your arm, we would then be forced into grabbing your arm and doing mandible control. We would bite your arm and the fatty portion of the arm. This is done while we bend one of your fingers back. And that forces you to drop the bag, which one of our volunteers would take back in. So you can see this is an extreme situation. We do try to avoid, but we will rock and roll if we have to.
You'd bite my arm if I did not do what you wanted me to do.
Phil, we are trying to help poor families that cannot afford to give toys at Easter time to their children have a fighting chance. But if some little rich punk comes to school and says, I got a DVD player for Easter time, I got a CD for Easter time, and a poor little boy whose parents can't afford, whose parents have to chew their food and then chew food and then take it out of their mouth and pass it to the next child, and that's how they eat, I think it's unfair. Now,
all of this because parents are giving their kids gifts at Easter instead of chocolate eggs.
All of this because if parents could just resist being show-offs and trying to show their friends how many toys the Easter Bunny brought and trying to look like they're Will Smith or some kind of a deal like that, this would never have not have to happen.
Well, all right. According to Chris Pelton, my associate producer, you had...
These parents are idiots. They're buying their children toys. When a poor family can't afford, when a poor family's got to put ketchup in a hot water and make soup out of it and spice it up with Tabasco sauce, that's what they eat.
You had a run-in with a woman at a mall last week, Megan Roberts.
That is correct. I bit her because she would not drop the purchase.
Well, she claimed it was not an Easter present. It was a birthday present for her daughter.
Well, Mr. Henry, we ascertained it was an Easter present because it was a stuffed animal, and that came too close to our parameters for what would normally be given as a gift as an Easter bunny. So, unfortunately, I was forced to bite her.
Well, Ms. Roberts is, as you know, talking with the police because she wants you AIDS tested because you broke the skin with that bite.
I told the police I am heterosexual. You know, having to answer these questions...
I think it's worth answering a question. You bit her because she wouldn't...
That is a standard Citizens Auxiliary Police suspect control method.
Biting them on the fat part of the arm.
Yes, sir. And I told the police that I don't need to be AIDS tested.
Why not?
I am a heterosexual. I have never had sex with a guy in the butt. And you see, the only people that could give AIDS are men who have had other men in the butt area. And I assured the police of this, that I've never done that. I'll drop my pants and show them that I've never had it there, but I will not be blood tested.
Well, you got yourself a problem. You bit this lady. And
that is standard procedure, and so far the police are backing off of us.
All right, a couple of things here. Jay Sanders from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are checking people's shopping bags to make sure that they are not buying their children Easter gifts as opposed to just Easter candy, because Easter gifts will put pressure on other poor families to buy their kids gifts. Maybe he's got a point, but the methods they're using out at these malls, one of them is if you don't drop your purchase or take it back to the store, they'll bite you on the arm until you let go of it. And then they force you to take it back in. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police checklist of what is traditional to Easter. Straw baskets, chocolate eggs, fake grass, jelly beans. What you can't buy, CD players, DVDs, cameras, computer games, or Nintendo. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're not looking for any trouble, Mr. Henry. We are simply trying to save poor families the problem of having to keep up with the Joneses. And if you've got children, you know that your kids come home and they say, well, this little boy, little Billy Brown, he got a Xbox or GameCube or some nonsense like that. Next thing you know, you've got to go buy your child that. At Easter time, you only give out the milk chocolate bunny, your choice, Reese's Pieces or Skittles. But to give out presents at Easter time, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're taking upon ourselves just take a peek in your bag.
Well, the lady that you took a peek into her bag, Ms. Megan Roberts, she said she was on her way back.
We asked her to pivot 180 degrees and head back in.
What do you mean pivot?
You have to turn on your heel 180 degrees, go directly back into the store, and put the merchandise back. She did not do that. She just turned around, made a smart comment.
Well, what difference does it make if she goes back into the store?
What we are trying to do is keep some kind of order. 9/11 showed us that we've got a security problem. So when we tell you to take that toy back into the store, you're not going to give your child a toy for Easter. You will back off. You will rock back on your left heel, swing 180 degrees, and move toward the store. Move away from me and move toward the store. Back away from me. Don't get up close to me. That's one person you don't get up close to. You back off of me. And then you move back to the store. Otherwise, I had to bite her.
You bit her on the arm.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Mr. Santos, I have a comment for you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, right here. Jay Santos.
Okay. You made the remark that an average child should receive $12 worth of candy.
$12 worth of candy for the average child. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why would a person, I can buy my child a movie, an educational book, or something that's not going to rot his teeth out for $12? And another thing.
Traditional is milk chocolate bunny or
the
Reese's
Pieces
cup. Let me tell
you something. You don't work in a prison. You're simply a volunteer police officer, and I don't know what state you're in. I just picked this up on the radio.
If
you
want
to go to work in a prison where no one has rights, then you ought to go there.
Well, what are you trying to do? You want to go in the store and get a toy? That's
if
not.
If I want to buy
Christmas.
My child a toy, I will buy it, and
ma'am,
I will dare you to bite either of my arms.
Ma'am, that
come
is
to,
for
I,
Christmas.
I tell you, I challenge you to come to Arkansas and go in any of our Walmarts.
Ma'am,
I
know.
You stop a mother from buying their child a toy for Easter.
Heath Muehlman of the Arkansas Volunteer Police?
Excuse me?
Do you know Heath Muehlman of the Arkansas Volunteer Police?
No,
because
I
I'm
don't,
very,
but
very
will
good.
Not tell me
I'm
I
very good friends with Heath, and
not
I don't know what
today,
part of,
not this Saturday, not any other day.
Well, ma'am, toy buying is for Christmas time. Easter time
worried,
is for chocolate bunnies.
If you are so worried about these poor children that don't have anything, that are heating up ketchup and spicing it up with Tabasco sauce,
yes, ma'am.
You should probably get you an Easter basket and sit out front. And
well, ma'am, that's fine, but I think that you
donations.
Don't understand. You don't understand the pain that you bring to a child. When you want to show the other parents what a big shot you are by getting your kids.
If you're trying to help those poor children, you sit out there and you take up donations and you go to the schools and you find out exactly who those poor children are.
You're buying your kid a toy at Easter time so you can look like a big shot to the other parents who can't afford it. And I think that's wrong.
No, you're not. What are you going to look like when your kids' teeth are rotting out because you bought them $12 worth of candy?
Hello, toothpaste? Thank you. Or
no,
how about a dentist?
You just don't buy them candy, and you buy them a book that they can read.
Santa Claus does not have.
You buy them a movie that's educational.
Man,
you know,
the only
there's a lot of choices other than toys or candy.
Look, the only educational book you can buy for $12 for a retarded child. Is your child retarded?
Let me tell you something about retarded children.
Because
I have
that's
a child
the only book you can buy.
Is brain injured.
You have a
and
kid.
I can buy her many educational books. I can spend many hours with $12.
Well, of course,
$12
you can. Well, you buy the books that are meant. You buy the books that are meant for the retarded kid. You don't buy no book that, like a regular kid's going to read.
What do you mean a regular?
All I'm saying.
And they can read any book that you can read. And obviously, you haven't spent much of your time reading a book.
Ma'am, I read all kinds of books, but I read you loud and clear. And you want to make everybody feel really bad because you don't want to buy milk chocolate.
No, you're going to feel really bad because I encourage this lady that you bit. She needs to get her a lawyer.
That
I'm
is
sure
a standard.
They're knocking on her door right
that's
now.
The standard operating
and as far
procedure.
As your comment that you've never been effed in the butt, you know, if you were worried about children, you wouldn't have said that on live radio.
Ma'am, I didn't say effed. You did. I said that no man ever did me in the butt, so I do not have AIDS.
You know,
and I don't need
my
an AIDS
6-year-old
test.
Can pick up on that, honey.
Yes, okay. And I don't think we need to be talking about that.
Exactly.
This lady made a very good point.
No, but he said I got to be AIDS tested. Why do I need to be AIDS tested if no man ever did me in the butt area?
Well, you bit the woman and you get blood out of her.
I beg your pardon?
Toy. she didn't know what she was buying it for. If I go in the store and buy a toy, you can't tell me I'm buying it for Easter.
You don't bite somebody, okay?
Saturday or Sunday, and I go
in
there and buy
a toy. Lisa, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. The woman simply wants to know whether she is... Look, you're out there telling people they can't buy toys for Easter because that would make other parents put pressure on other parents to buy toys for Easter. The next thing you know, then poor families can't afford to celebrate Easter. And I suppose in some way that's valid, all right? And maybe toys only should be given at Christmas time.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
But going around and biting people if they don't take the toy back and then saying, no, I'm not going to take an AIDS test because no man ever did me in the butt... We happen to be, this lady made a very good point, we're on with families.
Mr. Henry, I'm not going to be humiliated by some woman, I'm trying to do my job, Citizens Auxiliary Police. What's the matter with you? I'm talking about the milk chocolate, one milk chocolate per child.
What is with the milk chocolate bunny per child? You've been on that kick now, too. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
What's this guy's name here again?
Jay Santos, correct, Jay?
Mr. Santos, yeah.
Mr. Santos, I see what you were gabbing about. I can't believe how ridiculous you're making this sound. And if this is actually true...
Man, Sam, I'm talking about Easter time as a time that you traditionally give a child candy.
No, you know what? You're right. I agree with that to a certain extent. Easter's Easter.
Thank you.
Candy, a couple eggs. Hunts and things of that nature, but
absolutely,
you have no right telling people what they can and what they can't buy for Easter.
I'm simply suggesting I'm taking a peek in their bag. If everything's all right, they can move along.
You know what? If this is real, I'd love to sit down with you face to face and just laugh at you because this is just ridiculous. I can't believe that you would actually tell people this is how you feel.
What is ridiculous about trying to keep Easter just a time for milk chocolate?
No, you're right. I agree. You're okay.
Well,
you're not
then
just
why?
Trying to keep it. You're actually telling people what they can and cannot buy. That's none of your business what I buy.
Look, we are not allowed to have parents taking toys. The citizens are. Major Elvis Newton told me to, so I'm just carrying out his orders.
Who did this?
That is the commander of it.
What is his name?
Major. Told you to do this?
Major Elvis Newton.
Well, I'll tell you
well,
what,
you can laugh
I just got to laugh, and whoever else is listening to this, if
well,
you actually
you can
believe
laugh you,
this,
you can
they're
laugh.
All as nuts as you are.
You can
there's no
you
way you're actually doing this.
Well, you bit a woman, and she wants you to get AIDS tested. That's real enough.
I'm not taking an AIDS test. I'll bend over, I'll spread my cheeks, I'll show anybody my butt, but I'm not going to...
Mr. Henry.
Yes.
Hey, this guy
is this guy
real.
Out of his freaking mind or what?
There's no way he'd be talking like this if he was any half-decent professional of a man.
I happen to be a volunteer police officer protecting our citizens. I take a peek over the shoulder of police. You can laugh, sir, but you won't be laughing.
Hey, I got to hang up with you guys, but I'll tell
you
why.
A question, John. Would
I
you
enjoy
be laughing?
Listening to your show.
Well,
keep up the good work.
Hey, John, would you be laughing if I bit you?
Tell him to get a life.
Would you be laughing if I bit you?
What was that?
Would you be laughing if I bit you?
I'd be laughing when I picked your ass up off the ground after I got done beating the hell out of you, because there's no way you're biting me.
Tell you what, I bite you and bend your finger back, you would not be able to respond.
Bite him and bend the finger back.
I heard that.
Uh-huh.
I can't even believe that you waste your time talking like this. Like, you have nothing else better to do
in
your life than sit here and say this.
Say what? That I want to maintain the tradition of Easter?
Yeah, that you're going to stand by the malls and check our bags as we walk out, and if we don't happen to think you are gay, wanting to bite me and stuff.
I think that's a very serious charge.
Okay. What, you being gay or me calling you gay?
You calling me gay.
Yes, you're gay.
You can take a look at my... He can take a look at my puckered butt.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Easter time is for candy. It's not for toys or presents. If he sees you taking a toy or present out of a mall, they'll ask you to take it back. If you don't, they are biting people on the arm to force them to take toys back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Easter traditionalists, I believe in it.
I know you're an Easter traditionalist. By the way, we're back. Phil Hendry with Brett, with the Jay Santos. You're an Easter traditionalist. I understand that.
Mr. Hendry, I want to take you back to the year was 1976. I was a 9-year-old boy growing up in Long Beach, California. It was Easter morning. My brother had taken a milk chocolate Easter rabbit from an Easter basket that my parents had prepared for me and for my brother. Using the gas flame on our stove, he slightly melted the rabbit down so it looked like something. I won't be childish or anything, but it looked like feces.
Your brother melted the bunny out of your basket to make it look like feces?
Yes, he did. And he laid it in bed next to me while I was still asleep. I woke up to my brother screaming something very childish. He said, "Oh, it looked like you poo in your bed. You pooed in your bed." And I looked down and I screamed. And I swore after I found out, and he had... And the part that I really resented, he put some corn in it. I swore after I found out that it was a joke that I would never disgrace no Easter Bunny again, and that I believe in the milk chocolate, and that only Easter time would be for chocolate and candy.
So your brother played a trick on you.
That is correct.
So what? You were little kids and...
Mr. Hendry, that taught me a lesson, though, to respect the traditions of Easter and not disgrace the way my brother did. And since then, I've done that.
All right, Jay, Citizens Auxiliary Police are out in malls in Southern California checking to see if people are buying toys instead of candy for Easter. Toys, he said, is for Christmas, not for Easter. Here is Frida on The Phil Hendry Show. Frida?
Yes. In listening to this whole conversation, as a nurse...
Yes, ma'am.
As a nurse, I'm reflecting on the comments that have been said about AIDS and also the Easter tradition.
Right, this is Jay Santos, ma'am, all Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes. As far as the Easter tradition... I don't understand how this guy can think, because of the fact that he was traumatized at Easter in the past, for him to keep other kids from enjoying their Easter tradition
days. I want the children to have all the milk chocolate bunnies that they want to have.
Yeah, but you cannot tell them how they're going to have fun. You cannot tell them that they have to have Easter bunny tradition, when in fact... There are certain kids that have never had the tradition of having Easter eggs.
But no, well, let's
I
give
am
them
from
tradition.
A country where we don't have such thing as Easter eggs.
Well, let's do it. Let's start it. Let's
we have our own tradition, and we don't want to take your tradition of Easter eggs.
What do you do?
How can you come and tell me that I have to buy Easter eggs for my kids if that's not what I want to do for Easter?
What country are you from, Frida?
I am from Haiti.
Oh, you're going to start having Easter eggs in Haiti.
I don't want to have Easter eggs from Haiti. I'm saying to you is that if I want to have gifts for my kids, I should be able to do that. If I want to have my Easter eggs, I should be able to do that.
Yeah, United States Marine Corps is a very effective fighting force, I'm sure you're aware, and you'll have Easter eggs in Haiti whether you like it or not.
I don't have to have it. I don't want my kids to have it.
What we're doing is we're biting.
The thing is that I don't even have my kids have eating sweet, period.
We bite anybody that is buying toys.
Well, you bit that one lady.
Well, you know something? The other thing also that you mentioned, as far as the
AIDS. You may not know. You're from Haiti? You may
Because you are a heterosexual. Do you realize that because you're heterosexual, that does not keep you from having AIDS? Because AIDS is spread more right now among heterosexual people.
You know what? You come from Haiti? I bow to the authority on that. Guys doing each other in the butt down there. And it's,
okay, come on, will you? You're talking to a nurse.
Excuse me. I'm not talking about Haiti.
Everybody
I'm talking about right here in the United States.
Haiti like to bend each other.
Whether you are heterosexual, whether you are homosexual, AIDS attack everybody. You are in Haiti, whether you are in the United States, for your information.
Well, that may be true. All I'm saying is, Fred, I want to make it very clear that, down in Haiti, you guys do a three-way with a monkey. I'm talking about that.
Will you knock it off with Haiti? And just stick to America?
All right.
That has nothing to do with the country that I come from. Saying to you is that we are talking about right now what you're imposing on people in the U.S., and yet you're biting people and then you're refusing to be tested.
You guys got a monkey sandwich going on down there.
Stop with the Haiti jokes and stick with America.
All right, well, I'm saying to Frieda is this.
The point is
that
you're taking somebody here and they want you to be AIDS tested And it doesn't really matter whether you're heterosexual or whether you're homosexual.
Absolutely.
You could still be carrying the AIDS virus.
All I'm saying is,
and if you bite somebody's skin off, then you should be able to be tested. Because
well,
you don't know whether you're carrying the AIDS virus or you're not carrying
that's
the AIDS virus.
Practice,
and you don't have to be homosexual to be carrying it.
All right,
and
I
if
just
you
want
have
you
been,
to be clear. No
if
guy ever did me
following
in a
studies in this country, you should know better than that. Because
wait a minute,
there's enough education done about AIDS here for you to have known that.
Well, how come you get to tell me what to do, but I can't tell you how to do it?
I'm not telling you what to do. It's because it's general knowledge. If you are out there protecting citizens, you should have had that information.
Ma'am, let me ask you something.
You should have that information about AIDS as far as who has AIDS and who doesn't have AIDS nowadays.
Well, you know an awful lot about this.
It shows that you are very ignorant as far as what you should be knowing and what you don't have.
My hat's off to you. You sound like you've seen a lot of rear ends
that
have been penetrated.
And as far as the police that are supporting you, they should sue them because they have no business supporting you biting people.
I bite anybody who doesn't take the toy back from the toy store.
Well, I wish you would come and bite me.
Sure
because
will.
You wouldn't have any teeth left in your mouth.
Well, you probably.
Good night.
Oh, look at that. Who's that laughing at me? I want to get their name and address. I want the name and address. Those people are from Haiti, Mr. Henry, and I believe that.
Oh, who cares? I'm sure you've seen a lot of rear ends that have been penetrated.
Well, she's talking all this stuff about AIDS like she knows what she's talking about.
Well, apparently she does. She said she's a nurse.
All right. First of all, she said they don't have no Easter eggs in Haiti. We're going to change that. From now on, you're eating Easter eggs down there and a milk chocolate bunny, too.
Oh, okay. All you guys in Haiti, man.
First, you got to clean up that whole getting guys in the butt thing down there, though. I mean, that...
Jeremy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of this gentleman that's speaking?
Mr. Santos.
His name's Jason? Mr. Santos, you just must be a quack. I mean, you're obviously not a very intellectual individual. Because you
I'm
think
not intellectual.
You, yes, sir, because, see, you think that you have to get a guy in the butt or whatever to contract AIDS virus. Well, sir, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you can get this from a female. That's part one. That's an old wives' tale.
That's an old wives' tale.
Oh, okay, sir.
That's an old wives' tale? Obviously, you haven't read the Surgeon General.
Another thing is, where do you get off saying that people can't buy? I'll buy my kid whatever I want to, and there's nothing that you're going to say that's going to change
that. Well, what do you want to buy him?
Hey, I'll buy my kid anything I want. You know what? When I was raised up, I was raised up by a single mother, okay? She had to fight and struggle to get me what I could have. Now that I'm a father,
you
I
black?
Have a wife, she stays at home and takes care of my kids. Now that I'm a father, I can afford to do what I want for my kids, and nothing is going to stop me from doing it. I don't care if you're poor or if the person down from you the road is poor. Just because you're poor or whoever's poor doesn't mean that I cannot give my kid whatever I want.
Are you black?
I'm not feeling sorry for you. No, I am not black. What's that?
I'm just asking.
Ask me what?
Well,
I don't see where you're going off with this. I don't see it at all where you're going off with this.
What I'm saying is I've never gone black, so I don't have AIDS. And you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Oh, you must be a really intellectual individual then.
What are you talking about, man? Listen to this guy. You can be straight and get AIDS. You can be gay and get AIDS. That's what this man's saying, Jay.
Well, first of all, Jerry,
where are you police officer at? That's what I'd like to know.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California.
Yes, sir.
You are a volunteer police officer down there.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, I guess Long Beach, California needs a little work then, don't they? Because I have never heard of anybody being a volunteer policeman with your personality. I mean, there's no way. Where did you grow up? What happened to you as a child?
I grew up in South. I don't understand. You're saying I'm traumatized. I told you I had a brother who melted a milk chocolate bunny and put in the bed next to me.
So you're going to take what happened to you, bend it all out of
you believe this guy?
And you're going to force what happened to you upon everybody else? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I will tell you this, Jeremy. You can buy your child anything you want at Easter as long as it's
you're
candy.
You're damn straight.
As long as
I
it's
will.
Candy. As long as it's candy.
No. You know what?
Otherwise,
what model are you doing this at? What model are you doing this at? Because I tell you what. I will fly down there. I'm going to buy a whole bunch of toys for nobody. And I'm going to watch you come up to me because I will be the last person that you walk
You will be bit, sir. Well, what's so funny about that? I want to know.
I think you're entirely crazy.
I will bite you on the fat part of your arm. And then I'll bend your finger back. Okay. What is your name? Jeremy what? Jeremy, what?
Would you like my address, sir?
Jeremy,
would you like to come over and have a nice, meaningful conversation?
Come on down here and buy yourself some toys, and you will get bit.
It may be called
just because you slept
police,
in the same bed with your eight brothers and your
militia,
pet pig.
The Rangers,
you can't shove
or the Highway Patrol.
Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage.
Just because you slept in the same bed with your eight brothers
our state law.
And your pet pig, you can't shove your wealth down my throat.
What?
Just because he slept in a bed.
Okay.
I'll stick a piece of Easter chocolate where the sun doesn't shine, Buster.
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
This is the Phil Henry Show. This is the show where I play the voice of some of the guests we have. That was me doing Jay Santos in the last bit. So you heard me, and then you heard me doing the voice of Jay Santos. And the people that called in, they really believe Jay was a real guy. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. From yesterday's show, we had Pastor William Renick on talking about how the only reason why Halle Berry won the Best Actress Award was because she got naked in the movie Monsters Ball, and good for her that she did that. He encourages other young women.
Flashback. I want to say something to Riddick, and I'm not going to even call him a pastor because
my
anyone
name is William
that considers himself a pastor
Union
would not make that type of a comment over the air about any black young lady, especially one like Halle Berry, which did not, mind you, have to take her clothes off to show the great talent that she,
you know,
the performance that she has done over
you
the
know
years,
she
not just
no
in Monsters Ball, but over the years, all the talent that she has instilled in her, she didn't have to take a stitch of clothes off. She could have walked out there with
anything
on.
She didn't
want
no
work.
She didn't want no work.
You're really ignorant, Riddick. You are ignorant because you got on national air, and you're saying that this black woman that has come forth and did a great thing in the United States, in America for that reason, for all of the black women in America to say that she wouldn't have gotten it if she hadn't taken her clothes off.
Let me ask the Reverend a question. Are you saying that every African American actress has to take her clothes off?
No, I did not say that. Now, and I resent that as well, Mr. Henry.
I'm asking you, are you Angela Bassett? Would she have to take her clothes off?
Angela Bassett's a fantastic actress, but how many Best Actress awards she win? You got it, none. And the first time we get a young black woman win her Best Actress, what'd she do? She'd open that blouse up, took her panties off, boom, she
it had nothing to do with her taking her clothes
you
off.
You know full well it does because she ain't got no talent. She's a beautiful young lady.
She has lots of talent. If she didn't have talent, she wouldn't be in the movie.
Name
she would not
she
be
been
acting.
In that she been good in.
And for you to take funds from the church, tithes and offering from the church, and assign them or deliberately give those funds to people or to young women to enhance their breasts because you think it's going
to
make them a better person or
so
make them act any better is foolish on your part
now,
as a minister,
sister,
as
know.
A man, period.
Now, sister, you know what Halle Berry won. A Best Actress Award last
You're the
night.
First person I even heard say anything about that. And
what?
You know what? That's foolish for you to even think that way.
Everybody
a pastor on top of that to think that way? No.
Now, let me ask you.
You are out of line.
All
right,
then I'll ask you a
question. Totally out of control.
I'll ask you a question. How come last night, when she gave her acceptance speech, she thanked a plastic surgeon?
Well, she did not. She did
Wait
not
a minute.
Thank a
I didn't.
Surgeon.
She thanked her lawyer. She thanked the agent. She said, and thanks to Dr. Goldberg. Or some Jew name like that.
That's not a plastic surgeon. If you knew who he was, then you would know that the man that she was thanking as doctor had nothing to do with her breast.
Well, what kind of doctor is he?
You want to know what kind of doctor he was?
Yeah.
He was a doctor, just like you. If you were a doctor, Dr. Renick, that's the type of doctor he was. He had something to do with her career. He had nothing to do
you better
with
believe
her,
it had something
her
to do
body
with her career.
In the
he made that
of her body.
To her. He gave her a 44 double D. That's what he got
no,
for her career.
No,
no, wait a minute.
You're totally out of line.
Wait, I don't remember him.
To back that up.
She might have said, Doc, you don't know that it was a plastic surgeon.
It was not a plastic surgeon. There's no way. have known that was a plastic surgery. You just assumed, like an ASU, like everyone else, you assumed that
either
that's
he
what
was
he
a boob doctor, he cured her crab, but something had to do with it. Now I say he's a boob doctor.
Well, you don't know that he was a, quote, boob doctor, okay?
You're talking out of your head. You don't even know who he was.
Sister, I've been saying nothing but good things here about this young lady.
You haven't said anything good other than the fact that what you've told the public here is that the only thing good that you've said is how ignorant and foolish you really are.
Ma'am, I got two young ladies in my congregation who are trying to get the boob enhancement surgery going right now.
And you're using the church money to get breast enhancement for these young women.
And you think God would? You think God would really look down on you and say good things, Pastor Reddick?
I would do anything for Jesus.
Keep up the good work. Pastor Reddick.
I would do
if
anything.
If you want to consider yourself pastor, I really don't consider you a pastor.
You
anyone
know
that would talk like you couldn't possibly be a pastor.
You know, the only one that got to concern me a pastor is Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. And I'd get down on my hands and knees for Jesus. And you may not like this, I'd get on my hands and knees and stick my butt up in the air for Jesus. Whatever I got to do, I got to...
Okay, thank you very much, Dee, for your call.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Yeah, that's from yesterday's show, and that's maybe will be... Well, it is available on our website, philhenryshow.com. Check out our audio archive. It's filled with those kinds of calls and other garbage like that. Also, 75 new clips have just been added to our audio archive. So, along with classic bits, both long and short from throughout the years, Craig just informed me that we have added over 75 new clips on top of the amount of audio that we have in our archives right now. Now, that's just the long bits and the short bits. Then we have full shows going back 30 days. So we have a 30-day archive. If there's any show, any hour, any bit that you missed, you can go back 30 days and check it out. You can listen to it in its entirety whenever, wherever you want, as long as you're near a computer. And you can also listen live to the show wherever you are. If you're not near a radio station that carries our show, if you're a Backstage Pass member, you can just log on, click on the live streaming. You can hear the show on demand no matter what time of day it is. We're airing the Phil Hendry Show. And then, of course, our webcast archive. We're going to do more of these webcasts in the future where we put a camera. Oh, I don't know where we want to put the camera. You may have some suggestions as where I can park that camera. But the last time we had the camera in the studio here, and we did an entire webcast, not only of our broadcast, but of our show prep. Just, what was it, Janice? It was about 2-3 days before Christmas, wasn't it? So that was on, I think, December 21st we did our webcast, and that is also archived. We have Guess the Celebrity Ass and a few other things. All this is yours if you have a Backstage Pass, and the cost is only $6.95 a month. That's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth, you can have as much Phil Hendry Show as you want. So go check out our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, and look for future merchandise opportunities. We got some sweet stuff coming up in terms of merchandise. We're going to roll it out very slowly, but I can assure you they won't be coffee mugs and T-shirts. We got something really sweet coming up, and we'll let you know about it very soon. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.